We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was among George Washington's most trusted generals. Yet many today regard him as one of the Revolutionary War's greatest villains. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's Semi-Quincentennial Commission. And I'll take a look back at General John Sullivan. Right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
John Sullivan was a lawyer representing New Hampshire in the Continental Congress, and when the Revolutionary War began, he was commissioned as a brigadier general in the Continental Army. In July of 1775, he joined in the Siege of Boston, and he escorted George Washington into the city following the British withdrawal. He fought unsuccessfully at Quebec. And at Long Island, he was not only unsuccessful in battle, but was captured by the British, released later in a prisoner exchange. Promoted to Major General, he joined Washington for the battles at Trenton and Princeton, and was with him at Valley Forge. Following a series of raids by Tories and Iroquois on the frontier settlements of New York, including at least two in the Upper Delaware, Washington chose Sullivan to lead the effort against the perpetrators. His orders? Clear and direct. The expedition is directed against the hostile tribes of the Six Nations of Indians, Washington wrote. The immediate objects are the total destruction and devastation of their settlements. The Indian country is not merely to be overrun, but destroyed. Sullivan's scorched earth campaign was mostly successful, but Congress called on him to account for his actions. He resigned his commission instead, returning to New Hampshire. There, he was twice elected governor and also served as the state's attorney general. Washington appointed him a federal judge. Most viewed him as a hero, and counties in five different states are named for him, as is Sullivan Street in Greenwich Village and at least two bridges and a roadway. Still, his legacy is clouded, and some have called him a war criminal. One biographer labeled Sullivan the Revolution's most controversial and interesting general, calling him a better man than most. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.